Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's 5 o'clock.
Come on. Thank you all for being here. And for all of you tuning in across the country.
This is Primetime on Draft Week.
Brought to you by Crunch Fitness. Celebrating 35 years of fitness with a party on Tuesday, April 30th from 4 to 7 p.m. at Aloha, Beaverton, Division Center, and Vancouver Plaza.
Primetime with Isaac and Suk on 1080.
That's a tribute to you.
The Fan.
All right, welcome back. Hope you're having a nice little Tuesday. It's a nice day out there. It's Rob and Suk. I am your sports bro, Isachi.
Sada.
And Big Suk's right over there.
Right here.
Sada.
We've got Ryan Buckley at the helm over there. Well, I had to squirt.
Oh, gosh. It just gets worse and worse.
It does. It never ends, does it?
No, it doesn't. The show will never grow up. It's despicable.
Coming up this hour, our NFL draft Doritos. And
I can't tell the last time I had Doritos, and that's a shame.
Me neither.
I missed another terrible for you. Like, you can actually use Doritos. This is all you need to know about how bad they are. You know, Doritos are one of the best fire starters that you can find.
Fire starters. Yeah. Really?
What do you mean?
Like if you're camping.
Like kindling?
For kindling, Doritos are an amazing fire starter.
Get to the end of the bag, put some Dorito dust out there, you're good to go.
They're super flammable, and like they'll keep the flame going a while to catch whatever. So in a pinch, you can throw a couple Doritos down and light them. And then you realize that that's what you're
That's why they taste so damn good.
Edible kindling. Novel concept.
We wonder why like we all have autism and diabetes. And every other disease, you know, that we're just shoveling God knows what into our face.
I love Doritos. I, too, haven't had them in a long time because I'm trying to be healthier. But I will say, Doritos is one of those things where once you really wean off of them and you haven't had them, and then you eat them for the first time in a long time, they are disgusting.
Yeah. That way, there's a lot of stuff that is...
That's like that.
That is like that. Yeah.
Most fast food is like that.
Yeah, the other night... it was one of those days where we had kind of had a late breakfast, so no one had eaten anything, and it was late night, and people were getting hungry, and we ended up going to get some, like, spicy nuggies, like a drive-through style. Oh, my God.
From where?
Well, I don't want to call anyone out, but we got some...
Well, they're all terrible.
They're all terrible. So we ended up going to Wendy's. Ooh. So we got some spicy nuggets. And I kid you not, for like the next day to day and a half, everyone was like, oh my God, my stomach. Like, just heading to the toilet.
Yeah.
You felt like crap. And we're like, why? Yeah.
Why?
Why?
Yeah.
We got like, it was like 10 at night. It was the only thing open. We got spicy nuggets and like an orange frosty. And it was awful.
Every once in a while, you have to remind yourself why.
Yeah.
You know?
What are we doing?
It's really how it works.
And then you realize there's people that eat that. 6-7 times a week. And you're like, you
it's crazy.
Should not do that.
You didn't get the Dave single disco order in the app.
No,
you didn't get that?
No. Although we did get the again when I get rocked up there. Are you at the drive-thru? Are you using the app? No, I'm at the drive-thru. Why would I use an app when I'm talking to you? That seems like
They want you to order from the app and then pick it up in the drive-thru?
But I'm at the drive I get it, but I'm at the drive-in. Like, why? What do you mean?
I think they're just trying to train you.
But I'm there.
Monkey.
I'm there. I don't need an app. I'm talking to you.
They want you on their app.
But why when I'm there?
Because they can send you more notifications to come to their restaurant and say, get some stuff for free, a.k.a. buy more stuff here.
That drives me crazy.
Well, you probably drive them crazy.
Really? By ordering my
You've been 86th.
My late night nuggies and my one orange
Especially
frosting.
Now that you talk crap on them.
Mm. And by the way, I was coming from seeing a movie. Worst movie I've seen in like 10 years.
What movie is that?
Civil War. Hunk.
Who's in it?
Of crap.
Oh, Civil War. That's the one we talked about where.
Yeah. I was excited. It was like, I actually wanted to go see it in the theaters. Oh my God. Terrible. Save your money. Hunk of crap.
I hoped that was good.
It is so bad. You would think a movie called Civil War would be about Civil War, but it's not. It's about three photographers that by the 20-minute mark in the movie, you all want to die. Every one of them. It is so stupid. And it tries to be shocking to be clever, and it's not. It's ridiculous, and it's just, I want my money back.
My girl Kirsten Dunst is in that.
I want her. Within 10 minutes, you're like, please die. Please just hurry up and die.
A very underrated actor, Jesse Plemons.
Which one?
I love him.
He's the guy.
He's the ginger from Breaking Bad, and he was also in the second season of Fargo. He was in Friday Night Lights. He was Landry in Friday Night Lights.
Just look him up.
Kind of a ginger moonface kid.
Yeah, but you'll see him.
He's good.
Yeah, he's good in everything he's in.
He's in Killers of the Flower Moon too.
Yeah. Oh, he's terrible in this. Like, he plays a genocidal maniac. Like he's super racist and he kills people that aren't white.
Oh, I thought you meant like he's a terrible actor.
No.
He's usually pretty good.
Yeah, he's briefly in it, and there's a scene that, again, that's used for drama where if you're not white, then we kill you because you're not a real American. It is just so very... So whatever... Do not go see it. Save your money.
All right, we've got NFL Draft Doritos, the return of Derek Dooley to the college football lexicon, and coming up tonight in the club, are we trying too hard to be better? Right now, the Hot 5 at 5.
Oh. Hot topics, hot opinions.
Oh, darling, I'm hot today.
And hot air. It's time for the Hot 5 at 5.
That's hot.
The Hot 5 at 5 on Primetime with Isaac and Sue.
No, I mean it. That's very hot.
The Hot 5 at 5 with Isaac and Sue. Brought to you on the fan by Victorico's Mexican Food, the most popular burrito spot in Oregon. Online at victoricos.com. Number five.
Well, the Mariners about to get underway in Texas, set with the first place Rangers, although the M's just a half game back in a critical series.
Is there a critical series 20 games into the year?
It'll be Gilbert against Dunning.
That entire division is the definition of meh.
So far. Quarterback Jake Browning gets a new 2-year deal in Cincinnati. He has earned the right to remain the backup to Joe Burrow for your Bengals.
He did a fine job stepping in for Burrow last year.
He definitely did.
Yes.
Shocking, yes. Too. It's like
he got better. He looked terrible at first, and then he wasn't terrible, which is nice to see.
Yeah. Good for him. I believe the winningest quarterback in Pac-12 history.
I think you're right.
And will never be beaten because, well, there is no more Pac-12.
Number four.
Caitlin Clark's Nike deal said to be worth upwards of $28 million over 8 years.
So that's $72,000 salary from the WWE.
$76,000.
Well, no, it's $76,000 in the final year. So I think $72,000.
I think it's $72,000 to start. So Caitlin Clark.
They bump her up.
Really splitting hairs here.
Bump her up, baby. Yeah. You get a little pay bump. Cost of living. Baby. Yeah, it turns out she's doing just fine.
Yeah, she'll also get her own signature shoe.
Yeah, everyone's mad, though, because the only people now that have signature shoes in the NBA are all whites.
Quack!
So they have to be very angry. Everything's divisive. Sabrina has one, she has one, and someone else. But I'm not sure.
Former Stanford starter Brandon...
I looked this up earlier. It's Angel.
Angel, okay. Well, it is spelled Angel, but I thought maybe it could be
It could be on help.
Yeah. Brandon Angel announces that he has committed to transfer to the Oregon Ducks.
Hey!
This is men's basketball. This will be his fifth and final season of eligibility. 6'8", 240 from San Diego.
Is he any good?
Probably.
Stanford's second leading scorer last year, 13 points a game. Add some, he'll be a rotation guy. He'll be front court depth as well.
All right. How
about that?
I like it. I like the detailed report.
Does that tickle you?
Well, I don't care about Ducks basketball, but if
I did.
Does
that tickle your little taint?
If I did, it'd give me a little. Blah, blah, blah.
U.S. Justice Department has settled with the over 100 victims of former Team USA gymnastics doctor Larry Nassar.
For a butt ton of cash.
Yeah, they agreed to pay the victims $138.7 million.
Yeah, good for them.
This is for failures related to the FBI's inaction on the case. In all, there are 168 Nassar survivors. Just last year, you may be delighted to know that Nassar, who is serving 165 years in prison, was stabbed multiple times by another inmate.
Yeah, that does make me feel pretty good. Go, I think it's called Athlete X is the documentary on him. I think that's what it's called. It's on Netflix, and it will infuriate you because they should have caught this son of a bitch years and years and years ago. And collectively, we all were like,
yeah, he was allowed to. He had child porn charges, too. Like, he, dude, that guy. And he was allowed to operate for many, many years.
Yes, in plain sight.
Yeah.
He would do a thing where he would tell his gymnast that he needed to internally massage them with no gloves on. And people were like, oh,
I don't think we needed that detail.
He works in mysterious ways.
J.J. Redick interviewing for the vacant Charlotte Hornets coaching position. Yes, that J.J. Redick.
With no coaching experience?
Podcaster and NBA head coach J.J. Redick?
Yeah, they're trying to find the next Steve Kerr.
Yeah, why not?
Who was not even a podcaster.
No. Steve Kerr was...
But he was an analyst.
Yeah, there you go. Well, we've seen it. I mean, it worked for Steve Kerr, so why not J.J. Redick? People do really like J.J. Redick. They think he's a smart guy.
The NBA is investigating Nikola Jokic's brother for throwing a punch at a fan after last night's game. The Denver police are also investigating.
Lots of people investigating the Jokic brothers. Yeah, you can't do that.
How many brothers are there?
There's at least two of them.
Two extras besides Nikola?
Yeah. He's got his two brothers that are always milling around looking like a little Serbian, like, death squad. Number one. They look very, very European, by the way. And then the dad's like a big, he's like a giant police officer over there.
Two brothers, Strahinja and Nemanja.
Yeah.
Which one's in Trubs?
I think Strahinja.
Yeah. They look like villains from a John Wick movie.
They certainly do.
Home teams 12-0 thus far in the NBA playoffs. We've got three games tonight. Timberwolves, game two against the Suns. Right now, Minnesota is up 22-21 at the end of the first quarter. Pacers-Bucks, 5:30. Mavs-Clips at 7. On the ice, Rangers lead the Capitals 2-1 in the second.
2-2.
That is, oh, it's 2-2. And then that is game two. And then game two, Panthers-Lightning. It is all Florida. 2-0.
Yeah, it turns out
in the first.
I know you know this, but the Florida Panthers are really good.
I do know that.
They were in the Cup Finals last year.
They skate.
They do skate really well. Got a couple of Sams that are really good. I know you're a big fan of Sam hockey players.
And they protect that red line that Isaac is.
The red line. Nobody talks about the red line. No. It's all the other color lines, but I'm telling
like
you.
No one talking about the 50-yard line.
Yeah, Rop is out with the damn blue
line. The red
line
is key.
The red line. Yeah. The red line in the trapezoid is where Asachi makes his hockey That's takes right. known. Then we got the Avalanche Jets tonight, and then the nightcap, the Predators, the Canucks.
Victorico's Mexican Food, the most popular burrito spot in Oregon. Order now at victoricos.com. Let's get to our NFL Draft Doritos coming up next on The Fan.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
And we are going to get into some draft here, but I wanted to ask your opinions. So we were talking about that Suns-Timberwolves game tonight. Before we get to the NFL, I was reporting the score. It was like 22-21 at the end of the first quarter. So low scoring. I saw that 10 of 16 teams the last 2 days were held under 100 points. And, you know, we know that the NBA basically mid-season said, whoa, on all the scoring. Like, we've got to let defenses have some way to stop these guys. And so they started just enforcing different rules on the books and making it it's certainly a more physical game because they're letting defenses get away with more. Do you like that as part of our NBA playoff?
Yeah, I hate the whistle all the time. I hate that I don't want to go back to 93 New York Knicks ball. But I don't need it to be 140 to 132.
Yeah, it seems they've done a pretty good job of, and it's been reported on, but it's kind of been stealth how they sort of just, they got with their officials and said, we need to recalibrate this. Yeah. And it's actually worked out quite well.
Well, I don't know about you, but especially in playoff time and like big possessions, I like watching people play. Like it's fun to defense. Watch teams play defense.
Because some of these guys are so good offensively now, you can't stop them.
No.
You have to be able to body them.
Yes.
In order to stop them.
Yeah.
And so them, I don't know. I think it's better. I think it's better. And I don't mind the 98-94 final. I have no problem with that.
No, not at all. Like I said, I don't want something played in the 80s. I don't, but yeah, what's happening here? Again, 97 to, you know, to 99, 104 to 101. Let's go. I think that's a nice mixture.
Yeah, I think they said once they addressed this, scoring went down by about 7 a game.
Yeah. Well, like as
that was like mid-season.
Yeah. I think they've done a nice job. So far the playoffs, you know, it's a small sample size. I think the playoffs have been fine.
All right, you got a boner for the draft?
I don't know if I have a full on yet, but yeah, it's getting there. I'm intrigued. I sneaky think that these quarterbacks are going to suck.
All of them?
I don't know about all of them, but I think this is, we're going to have another draft where we get a lot of hype and there's not a ton to it. I really do.
Really?
Because I think there's just a lot of stretch right now. I mean, obviously, Caleb Williams, we've been talking about for a couple of years, this generational player. I'm not sold on Jaden Daniels at all. I think Drake May is the definition of a reach. Again, hasn't been that productive, but I haven't seen, you know, all 22 on him. I'm not a McCarthy guy at all. I think Penix and Nix are intriguing, but I don't necessarily think that they're top 15 players. But I just think there's going to be this big run on quarterbacks, and I just, when this is all said and done, I think we're going to look back at this class and give it a collective meh.
A lot of people like Daniels.
Yeah.
Been hearing a lot about him recently.
I am not a huge Jaden Daniels guy. So we shall see. Again, but to be fair,
Caleb's going to be good.
It's not like I'm watching all 22. I'm not doing deep dives in any of this. I don't think these are generational prospects. And I think people are talking about it like, you know, I think sometimes we make more out of quarterback drafts simply because we want to talk about quarterbacks. And I think this is one of those drafts where there's nothing wrong with these guys, but we're acting like, oh my God, like you can't pass on one of them. Why not? on any given draft, like this isn't the only one that you really hear people are like, oh my God, is Caleb Williams. The rest of it, I think it's talking yourself into it because you need a quarterback.
And we're off this idea that the Bears will do anything but draft Caleb Williams. Yeah,
they're drafting Caleb Williams.
They're smart.
Yeah, you don't outthink the room. But, you know, to those others, I'd have no problem moving down in the draft.
Yeah, because teams will trade up.
Yes.
There was a report today that one team already tried to trade up to number two.
Yeah.
And that was the Las Vegas Raiders.
Yes.
Denied by the commies, who apparently are locked into Jaden Daniels.
That's what it seems like. They're
so we're going to have Caleb with Chicago, Daniels with Washington. We had Jeremy Fowler on earlier. He was saying May likely to the Patriots.
Yep.
If they don't trade. See, I could see the Patriots trading down.
And you keep hearing yesterday that they were taking calls about that number three pick, that they'd be willing to take it, and that particularly the Vikings may want it. And because then, I guess, was it McCown used to coach May in high school?
Yes, he was his high school coach. And then you have Arizona and the Chargers both sitting there at 4-5 that don't need quarterbacks.
Dude, the Cardinals, I got to tell you, man, and look, you know me, I don't have a whole lot of draft prep here. I just wait and see who guys pick or who teams pick. But I was looking at just the overall number of picks that each team has. The Cardinals, who already have their quarterback, say what you will about Kyler Murray, but they have their quarterback, and they like their new young coach. Mm-hmm. They have 6 picks in the top 100 of this draft.
Well,
and they've got a pick in the top 5 that, or it's 5th, right?
4th. Cards
picked. Oh, yeah,
number 4 overall.
Yeah, they got a pick in the top 5 that everybody wants.
Yeah.
Like, dude, the Cardinals, we always talk about the Texans and how quickly they turn things around. The Cardinals, watch out in the NFC West if they can have a good draft here.
They have a new GM, too.
Who's they do.
Because it's not Kime anymore, right?
Kime got out. They got rid of him.
They got everybody.
So I guess this is a draft you see what that GM's made of because it sets up nice.
No, it's true. But their owner is low-key one of the worst in sports. But still, I mean, they've positioned themselves nicely. You know, to put it in perspective, the Cardinals have 6 picks in the top 100. The Seahawks have 2.
Well,
I mean, that's a big deal. The Seahawks pick 16th,
and
they don't pick again until 81st.
And this is the beauty of the NFL is that when you hit on a draft, and we've seen drafts where you can find 5 starters in it. And when you have one of those and you've got Kyler Murray, if Kyler Murray bounces back, so Arizona, I would assume Arizona and the Chargers are both prime position to move back because neither one needs a quarterback, and seemingly there's going to be a run on these. There's going to be a run on these quarterbacks.
Yeah, the Chargers, didn't Harbaugh already come out and say he wants offensive line help?
Yeah, and but
no secret there.
Well, but like if you're sitting there at 5 and someone wants to move up to grab JJ McCarthy, I'm sure. Let's say Minnesota at 11. Would Harbaugh have a problem moving back from 5 to 11? And maybe you don't get Joe Alt, but maybe you get the second, you know, offensive tackle taken off the board. And maybe you still do get Joe Alt there at 11. Dude, there's going to be like, think about it. You could have a quarterback go 1 through 5 if things shake out your way and you end up with a bunch of trades.
Yeah.
And every year we do this with quarterbacks and how many of these guys pan out? I'm just,
we'll see.
And I don't think that these are generational prospects. Every one of these guys has something that makes me a little like hold my nose, including Caleb Williams, by the way. As great as Caleb Williams is, there is a lot to not like about him. So I just think this is as unsure a quarterback class for potentially 6 of these guys going in the first round as I've seen. The ones that seemingly, I think the receivers and skill position guys like tight ends, there seems to be some real, real studs in this draft. And then kind of the sleeper of it is, you may get to 9, 10, or 11 before we see a defensive player go off the board.
Who's the top defensive guy?
I mean, that depends on who you're talking to. Like,
I'm talking to Big Suit.
Well, I've seen a lot of Dallas Turner coming off the board, the edge rusher. I've seen a lot of Byron Murphy, the defensive lineman out of Texas. A lot of people really like the corner Quentin Mitchell out of Toledo. Other people like the corner Arnold out of Alabama. And that's kind of the weird thing is like, there isn't a consensus defensive player that's like the overall guy. So, you know, in a draft, if you're looking for defensive help, you're going to find some defensive guys that are going to get bumped down this list simply because of the run on offensive tackles, the run on quarterbacks, and the run on receivers.
When's the white corner from Iowa going to go?
He'll go in the first round.
Who's going to take him? Where's the Where's the buzz?
It would be the greatest fit of all time, but I've seen a lot of with the Green Bay Packers taking the what corner
what?
At number 25. What?
What?
Which would be the greatest thing ever. Because he can play safety and corner.
Yeah,
and
I can see it.
And Green Bay is moving to a 4-3, so they talked about how much they value versatility and they would like safeties, and they signed Xavier McKinney to a big deal to play safety. And a lot of people think that Cooper could be one of those guys that moves between the slot and the safety. And so if he's there at 25, a lot of people like him going to Green Bay.
It's crazy how many of these guys have now played for multiple teams. You remember that, you know, it used to be like, well, I was thinking of Joe Burrow, you know, he was at Ohio State. Yep. Nobody ever remembers that.
Yeah.
But it was a knock on him. It's like, oh, what happened with him at Ohio State? Is he reliable? Is he now? You've got all these guys that, well, not all,
a lot,
but a lot of them have played at multiple schools.
Yes,
it's crazy how times have changed.
A lot of them have bounced around a ton, and it's going to continue to happen. I mean, that's just the
nature of the
beast. That's going to be the nature of the beast, where you know the days of and you even see it in high school now. You know, where people are playing at different high schools and different academies. The one guy on the draft that I love that I've seen slipping, and I think outside of, you know, take quarterbacks aside because it's a different position. I would rather have him than any other player in the draft is Brock Bowers.
The tight end from Georgia. Is he a badass?
He is.
Compare him to somebody. Is he like Gronk?
I think he doesn't block as well as Gronk. He's a willing blocker, but he's a better blocker than Kyle Pitts, but I think he is as good a tight end prospect as I've seen in the 20 years that we've been doing this together. Because remember, Gronk coming out had back surgery, and you know Gronk wasn't viewed this way. He just turned into an absolute beast. And you know Kelce, you know, and some of these guys, these were later round picks that developed into something. I don't understand why Brock Bowers isn't talked about. And you know, I've seen some drafts where they have him going somewhere between 15 and 20. If he's there at 15 and you're the Indianapolis Colts, you're stupid if you don't take him, because you've got a young quarterback that's a running quarterback that you're trying to work play action into. And look around the NFL. Look around again. I've said this a million times. Look at what is winning with young teams in the league. Under center, play action pass, middle of the field. That wins in today's NFL. And mismatches at the tight end position are, you lose Tyreek Hill and you still win two Super Bowls, right? Baltimore and with Mark Andrews. And you see this over and over again, that dominant tight ends, and Brock Bowers comes in and immediately is a matchup nightmare. He's too athletic for linebackers, and he's too big for safeties to cover him. And he is a willing blocker. I would say he is and this is a ridiculous comparison, but he's a better receiving Travis Kelce and a lesser blocking George Kittle. Yeah. Somewhere in between those two lies Brock Bowers.
Well, the Seahawks wouldn't go 16 with him, would they?
I would.
The other team I've seen coming up is the Jets at 10, that would be a nice piece for Rodgers to have, and they kind of have the other stuff in place if you want to win now, that he could be a guy that helps you do that.
Rodgers! Boy, that'd be nasty. The Jets already have,
good receivers. Garrett Wilson.
Garrett Wilson.
Well, didn't they add somebody on the other side, though, too? Didn't they go get...
They got
Mike Williams.
Yeah, they went out and got Mike Williams.
So Mike Williams, Garrett Wilson, and Brock Bowers.
Yes.
Hey now.
Breece
Hall.
I really, really like and look at what LaPorta means in Detroit. I think we're having a little bit of a renaissance in
Hawkinson, Minnesota.
Yeah, and he came from Detroit. I think we're having a little bit, and Musgrave, a young tight end there in Green Bay.
Is Pitts a bust? He's not really a bust.
People seem to blame his usage more than him, like how the coaches used him. But Arthur I don't know Smith. that's what's right or wrong.
I'll tell you what. At this point, it's under for what he was billed as.
Yeah, he was top
for
five.
What he started out with to what he ended up here. It's been a disappointment. And yeah, there's some usage there, and they haven't had a quarterback, and so I get that, and so I'm not ready to write him off. He's still extremely.
What are you talking
talented.
About? Desmond Ritter's the future. Oh wait, they already traded him. Where's he now?
Ritter ended up. Did they deal
anybody?
Him? Or is he just?
I thought they traded.
Did they deal him? I think he's just still. Oh. I think he's there.
Is he?
It's not like he's gone anywhere.
No, he's on the Arizona Cardinals.
Is he the Cardinals now?
I had no idea. He's backing up Kyler, apparently.
Oh, dear.
The other one that it's interesting in the draft that every year we get all hot and bothered, but we don't hear a lot about is edge rushers. You know, edge rushers have been, you know,
gotta have them.
Yeah, you got to have them, but you don't hear a lot. I mean, like I said, I mentioned Dallas Turner, but
he played where?
Yeah, Alabama. And, you know, and so, like, but remember last year, all the hype with Will Anderson? You don't hear that with Dallas Turner. You got Latu out of UCLA. You don't hear a lot about him. Verse came into this year. Jared Verse, the D end out of Florida State, had a very nice year. But again, in the draft, it's a lot of, you know, it's kind of gone silent on these edge rushers. And so it'll be an unconventional draft, especially on the defensive side of the ball. And like linebacker wise, I don't know who, off the top of my head, I'm not certain where the first inside linebacker goes. I mean, that's a position that is, that's kind of been devalued a little bit anyways, but there's one where the, Edgerrin Cooper, is the kid out of Texas A&M.
You've seen another one, Peyton Wilson out of NC State.
Super good athlete. He's the guy that ran like 4.4.
And he's the highest ranked on the Pro Football Focus big board at 30.
At 30. So we may not see a inside linebacker go in the first round, which again, to me, I love tight ends because right now you've got sketchy linebacker play in the league. Give me a guy that can expose him. It's also why I really like guys like Ladd McConkey. I love slot guys. Like, we're paying so much attention to these outside receivers, and rightfully so. Receivers are like the physical freaks of the NFL world right now. And Neighbors and Adunze and Marvin Harrison Jr. But, you know, so many teams now are playing these cover two shell looks where you can roll coverage. I can roll my coverage towards a receiver, run a cover two over the top, and be like, hey, you're not beating me. So I want guys that can exist in the slot. I want guys that can go over the middle. And now that you really can't shillelagh receivers anymore, these smaller, shiftier guys, the yak guys, the after-catch guys, the Puka Nakuas, these guys are having field days in the NFL because you're not getting your head taken off anymore.
Now, do we have the picks on Thursday? Are we doing that?
Yeah, I think we
saw. Well, so here's the thing with that is that now that we are on multiple platforms, we're not very much live on those picks. Like when we air them, a lot of people already know them because we're 45 seconds or a minute behind. And sometimes we're getting it late because, I mean, I can put it up on the radio, but you guys won't be able to see it on the TV. That'll be a minute behind. So
I think Buck's
talk about it.
I think Buck's saying, no.
Yeah, I don't really know what he's saying.
I think Buck's telling you.
We didn't do it last year because at the time they were coming over the radio, they were not yet on television. So there wasn't really, you guys were kind of following it on TV. Because that's the easiest way for us to follow while we did the show. We did. We did. That was before we had delays on our TVs.
Again, I think
because now we're streaming.
I think what Buck is saying is we can do it if you want, but you're an idiot if you do. And he's saying he doesn't want to do it.
This is not about me. This is about our audience. Don't you think it would serve the audience to play the picks?
Yes, I do think it would serve the audience to play the picks. But it's going to be odd because we'll be analyzing what we're seeing on television at a different time of what's happening on radio. Does that make sense?
No.
Okay.
Look, tune in Thursday. We may or may not have the picks.
It's just going
to
be...
Tune in to find
we'll
out.
We'll have them. We'll have
them
if you want
them. I
don't
have analysis anyway. I don't know. I just listen to the little thing at the end of it.
We're going to bring in Nemec because that dude...
Oh.
Yeah, he won't shut up. So when in doubt, just turn to him and be
why
like,
don't he just? I'll just be out of here. I'll come back Friday.
Just be like, Nemec, go!
All right. NFL draft. Super cool. Round one Thursday. Here on The Fan, maybe.
Don't forget about your
story. It'll definitely be on 910 ESPN Portland. We can also pipe in the picks if that's what your little heart desires.
Why are we doing that?
What?
Why are we doing that? I want people listening to us, not that.
They can do both.
I just want you
to... You can listen to two radio stations at the same time.
I want you to break down your favorite, Pork Chop Robinson.
Pork Chop Anderson. That's my guy.
Pork Johnson.
Pork Johnson.
Oh, that's what it was. I was trying to remember what you were calling him.
Love that guy.
Pork Johnson.
Where's he going?
He's falling a little bit.
Yep, told you.
Yeah, I've seen him slip sliding down boards. Late first round.
All right, the return of Derek Dooley next. What he is advocating. Here's Buck.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week 1. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Derek Dooley is back. I know you didn't miss him, probably.
No, I can't say that I
do. Do you remember him?
I do.
I loved Derek Dooley. He was the head coach when Oregon beat Tennessee at Tennessee.
He wore orange pants, like checkered orange pants.
Yeah, he did.
A la end zone pants. And yeah. He was terrible at Tennessee.
His career arc was weird. Last I heard from him, he was at maybe in Dallas as an assistant coach?
I think that's right.
I think that is correct. And he looks like the weird dude from Yellowstone that everyone hates. Looks like Jamie from Yellowstone.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah.
Well, he is out in the news today because he is pitching a Group of Five playoff.
Okay. As opposed to what we have now? Or, I mean...
Well, yeah, there's no Group of Five playoff.
Oh, I was thinking Power Five, which is now the Power Four. A Group of Five playoff, like separate from...
Yeah. He says... Yeah. Okay, so...
Yeah, talk to me on this.
He wants a Group of Five playoff that would be financially backed by private equity.
Okay.
So he says the concept would address, if not be motivated by, disappointment felt by the Group of Five conferences, the MAC, Mountain West, Sun Belt, American, and Conference USA, over revenue distribution shares under the new college football playoff media rights agreement.
Okay.
The average program in those conferences will receive $1.8 million per year in college football playoff revenue beginning in 2026.
Yeah, it's nothing.
Up from the current $1.5 million. The Group of Five split is 9% of the annual $1.3 billion deal with ESPN. Mm-hmm. While the payout marks an increase in raw numbers, it is a percentage decrease considering the Group of Five received 22% of the pot in the prior deal.
Yeah.
By comparison, the Big Ten and SEC will each receive 29% of college football playoff monies. This is a Group of Five administrator familiar with Dooley's proposal, said, you've got presidents and chancellors from the Group of Five now saying, why would we sit around waiting for the inevitable, which is a total break by the SEC and the Big Ten? Dooley has not commented on this. Mm-hmm. I don't know what... It's so odd.
Why is he?
I have no idea.
Because he's an analyst at Alabama right now, for God's sake.
Is that where he is?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a very random thing that it's coming from him, but apparently.
There's not one time that he's ever been involved in a group. Well, I guess that's not true. He was at Louisiana Tech for like 2 years.
Apparently, it's gaining traction.
Well, I mean, I see why. Because, look, we've talked about this. The Group of Five. It's beyond irrelevant at this point. It's a death sentence. So,
well, that's what they're saying.
Yeah. So, but the idea is like, let's say if you split off and you do your own thing, do people want it? Like there's a reason why you're not getting any money because no one wants your content.
Well, but he's saying it would be privately funded. So they're saying that,
by who?
That's a good question. Maybe that's why he's saying this is because he has a bunch of big money guys ready to, you know, and maybe they're looking at dollar signs. I don't know. This says, while Dooley's idea is in the development stages, sources stress that financial involvement would be more than just funding a playoff. In one iteration of the proposal, 8 division champions would play at the end of the regular season for the Group of Five's guaranteed college football playoff berth. Significant dollars would be at stake, according to one source with knowledge of the pitch.
So they're still trying to rope this into the bigger...
Yeah, but they do their own playoff. Such an arrangement would require the 62 teams contained in the group of five realigning into 8-team divisions.
Yeah. So basically what you're saying is no one cares about us. We can't get any money, so we're going to try to do our own thing to make money. But if no one was willing to give you any money in the first place, why would they give you money now? Like the Mountain West TV deal pays every team like $2.5 to $4 million. Like that's on the open market. And the media looks around and was like, no one wants your product. So the question becomes, and by the way, that's the best of those leagues. So if no one wanted your product before, are you telling me that having the Mountain West play the, the Sun Belt champion, that is going to generate money?
I think what they're saying is there's more money if they join forces. If they pool their rights, there would be more money
into
one single entity.
So no one wants your individual rights, but together they do want them.
Again, that
smells a little bit like the UFL, like the spring leagues. It's like, hey, no one wants to watch our crap, but maybe if we bring the two together, then maybe someone wants to watch it. I mean, to this arc, wouldn't the Division II playoffs then be a bigger deal? Because that really is an interesting, like, big playoff, and they run it real well, and it's good football, but no one watches it. So I just don't know where the market is for this, and maybe I'm wrong, and I don't even know if I'm saying that there isn't a market for it. I'm saying up until this point, there's been no appetite for it.
I think, well, no, but we haven't had it, like the way they're proposing it. I mean, I think people would watch in that, you know, that's in December, right before the, you know, it kind of wets our whistle for the college football playoff. The other thing, too, is the new divisions would realign geographically, and that would be a big deal for Olympic sports. So basically, you're taking five leagues and just rearranging them into one big league where it benefits all sports, which is a thing.
Sure,
that matters.
But would you watch?
Yes.
Liberty?
Yes.
San Jose State?
Yes.
UNLV?
Yes.
And Marshall?
Not Marshall, but yes. No, I would. I think that if they did it, I would. Yes. It depends on when it is, which they're saying it's right after the season and before the college football playoff. So we're all ready. We're geared up for the, you know, for the playoff. Mm-hmm. And so it's kind of a lead in to that. Kind
little
of like,
appetizer.
Kind of like the play in tournament. Yeah. And yeah, I don't mind watching those teams. As a matter of fact,
and yet no one ever does.
Well, I watched Liberty in the whatever bowl that was. They played Oregon. And only I thought they
Oregon,
were
only because Oregon was playing in it.
God awful. Yeah, but they were. I don't mind watching those. Yeah. I mean, I don't see, know. But and I also don't mind betting on it.
But this is the difference when like we do this a bunch when we're like, we'll just throw something else out there that isn't very good, but we'll rebrand it and people will watch it. And what sports has told us for years and years is that arena football and the USFL and for the last 20 plus years, the WNBA, although hopefully that's starting to change a little bit, and the Mountain West and the WAC and Division II football and all these other things and Olympic sports, no one watches. This is the same argument that like when the Pac-12 network or like the Longhorn network, we're like, well, we'll just put out Pac-12 content and people will watch it. And collectively, everyone got together and went,
yeah,
no,
I don't think.
And they
they're
all lost money.
Yeah.
Hand over fist.
Well, I don't think they're saying they're going to get a windfall of eyeballs. Okay. I'm pretty sure they're not that stupid. But I think what they are saying is that it could be a better alternative
sitting around.
They're sitting around waiting for their head to get lopped off.
Yeah.
Because they know the SEC and the Big Ten are leaving.
Yeah.
And you know, they're all going to be on their own anyway. So I've said all along that realignment is so hard to predict, and how this has all played out has been really wild. At the same time, it is all the one truth is it has always benefited the proactive.
Yeah.
If you are ahead of the curve, if you are looking in areas where nobody else is looking, that is going to benefit you. You sit and wait and you get reactionary, you're dead.
Yeah.
See the Pac-12. These guys are at least, like, I get what they're saying. They're at least saying, hey, maybe we can drum up some private money because we're going to have to do that.
Yeah.
And then, to make something out of this.
You get some private money because the TV networks aren't giving you squat. Those deals are going to be just minuscule.
They're garbage.
I don't know why the private money would come in to do this. you know, and where you turn a profit. I don't know, but you know, we've talked about this and we've asked this question, and fan bases get very prickly about this, but you know, and I'll pose this to Oregon State and Washington State fan. Cause you know, the reality is you've been left behind, and I don't think there is a boat coming to rescue. I hope there is. I hope you end up in the ACC or the Big 12, but in reality, your relevancy in the big time college football seems to be over. So would you rather be competitive and playing for a championship against those types of schools? Or would you say, no, I want to fight, kick, claw, scratch to try to continue to get a place at the table? And I don't know where the appetite for the fan bases is on that. I also don't know where the appetite is for the schools, because with NIL and possibly revenue sharing and the different lawsuits coming down, within the next 10 years, there may have to be a major reckoning amongst universities about whether they say, we're even going to do this anymore, or whether they just say, this is stupid, we're out of here, unless, as you pointed out, private money comes in and basically wants to buy athletic departments. That's what Arizona suggested. When Arizona fell, remember they lost, like, they had a budget crisis of like $200 million that they misplaced for the university. And one of the professors was, just sell our athletic departments. Let some rich dude come in. Let some company come in and buy it and let them run it. Maybe that is the future of college athletics.
Live college sports.
Yeah. Get some of that Saudi money.
Well, yeah, I don't know. It's interesting. I mean, there's just a lot of spitballing going on because it's wild times, you know?
Yeah.
So you're going to hear a lot of probably even wilder proposals than that.
Yeah.
From desperate schools and desperate people.
Because you got to figure something out.
That's right. You got to figure something out. You know you're dying on the vine.
Yeah.
All right. Dan Lanning, Oregon football coach, joins us tomorrow at 5:15. We will be back to... wait, do we have one more segment or are we moving on to the club? We do, don't we? Yeah, we're a little behind.
Whoops. Sorry.
5:58 on the fan. All right. That's it. We're out of here. I mean, for sports.
Yeah. We're not going anywhere.
No, we're going to the club, bro. Mm-hmm. Club's coming up next. I want to quickly remind you that the Fan merch locker is now open.
Yes, it is.
And on there, it's on 1080thefan.com, our website. If you go there, you can buy shirts. The bracket challenge, we did the drop bracket challenge. That is over. And the two winning drops out of the Souk region was this.
My son is an idiot.
And out of the Rop region was this.
Rocking you on a Friday. Why did I say that?
So you chose those as our two mm-hmm. best drops. And those are now on t-shirts. You can buy them in the Fan merch store.
Or just get the classic 10 into the Fan shirt if you just want the station logo.
They're only $25.
Yes.
Dudes.
A little bigger if you're large and in charge. I think like the 3 and the 4X are like an extra $2.
I think the next shirt should be a silhouette of Jason Swigard. Just an outline.
Just the king of Portland.
Hold on, everybody.
Nope. Just an outline of him.
It's over.
Maybe even just an outline of it, like a headshot.
We think.
And perhaps we
Here's
think.
Here's the situation. We think.
In quotes under it. I don't know. I think that would be a bestseller.
Would you wear a Jason Swigard t-shirt?
One hundo P.
Hundo P, bro. Hundo P.
Well, I can't wear Rockin' You on a Friday.
Can you wear Am I Buggin' You Wrong?
I could wear My Son is an Idiot, but I mean, I don't think he is anymore. Mm.
But he was at one point.
Well, yeah, they all are.
Yeah.
But, so I don't know if I'm going to go that route.
I understand.
And I'm not rocking a fan shirt.
Please.
That's stupid.
Please.
So, the Jason Swigard shirt, I'm open to it.
I like
Hold
it.
On, everybody.
Someone said,
Here's the situation.
Someone said, we really are on short timers. Come on. What are you talking about? We brought
What does that even mean?
We brought quality content this week.
I'm not a short timer. I just got back from vacation.
How dare you? Aren't you going next week too, though?
Well, I'll be out a few days. but it's not a vacation.
No?
I have very serious matters.
You get serious. Molly Two Poops is about to be Molly 20 G's?
Molly 10 G's. No, she's good.
She ate something again?
She's back.
Hot Asachi business. You got to go over to Rome, Italy.
Got some stuff. She's got some stuff.
Got to deal with some things.
Buckley's out. He's leaving.
The hell is going on?
I don't even know what we're doing next week on the show.
I don't either.
But I don't even care.
I'm going to be drunk.
The club is next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.